Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, if you've been listening on 93.7thefan.com, here in Pittsburgh, you have heard that and more today. The 2013 Wild Card Replay, the only place to hear the local broadcast because that was a TBS game. So that's where Greg Brown and Bob Walk called all the action, the most exciting, the biggest game in PNC Park history. I'm still trying to figure out, Chris, the effect there, the accent from Greg Brown on that Russell Martin home run. Do you know the backstory behind that? Why did he use that voice?
So first, I'm hearing that back and getting like sports chills because that's probably the coolest, you know, actual moment I would say in Pirates recent history, maybe in Pittsburgh with winning cups. Then I had to like stifle laughter.
It is 2-0.
I know why he did it, because why? Russell Martin has French-Canadian roots.
Johnny Cueto! It is 2-0!
He was doing French-Canadian stuff.
But there. That clip is going to get played for decades.
I know.
As time goes on, people are going to forget that Russell Martin had a French-Canadian background, and all they're going to hear without any context is Greg Brown.
Clears the deck against Johnny Cueto! It is 2-0.
So Russell Martin was born in Toronto, like the suburbs of Toronto. Spent his early childhood in Montreal.
But everybody Chelsea, says Quebec. Martin. No one says Martin.
I know.
It's not Martin Brodeur. It's Russell Martin.
Listen, my friend.
Martin.
I understand that. His mother is Franco-Manitoban, so that would be French Canadians who do not speak, French-speaking Canadians who don't live in Quebec, because I think what's the word there, Quebecois or whatever. I don't know how to say it, but yes, his mother had French Canadian roots, and so Greg Brown, knowing this, gave it the old French Canadian call.
He got really into it.
It is very funny. I gotta say, it is very funny. It takes a very special moment, and I have to just have a good laugh.
We're presented by Chafin Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Instead of following the Pirates' home opener against the Reds, it was the 2013 Wild Card game, which if you go to radio.com, that app, 93.7 The Fan Rewind, you can go back and listen to it later on tonight at your leisure. We started airing the game at 1 o'clock today. One of our sister stations in Chicago, one of their baseball reporters, Chris, says that he has heard from a source within the baseball executive group, the higher-ups inside Major League Baseball, that they are discussing a 100-game season that would begin on July 1st. The regular season would end October 15th. They would play 100 games. It sounds like they would just basically pick up at the, you know, whatever, so 62 games in. They would just pick up the season. Game one would be like your third game or whatever, and go through the end of the year. They would get rid of the All-Star game, which no big loss there. Maybe this will be permanent. And they would play the American League playoffs and National League playoffs the same format as it is now. The one catch here at the end is because it is extending into November, the World Series would be played at Dodger Stadium,
a neutral site. So it functions as a neutral site, except
unless
the Dodgers have like a 95% chance to win that division.
And they and according to this report from the Score in Chicago, they've already discussed that part of it. If the Dodgers were to get there, they would play the games in Anaheim or in San Diego.
Wait, so hold on. Hold on. I read like the FanGraphs write-up on this, and I'll be honest. I saw it was Matt Spiegel at 670 The Score putting this out there. I didn't even look beyond play in L.A. because I knew there'd be like people bringing up the Dodgers thing, and I wanted to not know what the contingency plan was for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I wanted you to read it, and then I wanted to react to it organically. And as you were laying it out, I thought to myself, man, the absolute dumbest, like, biggest cop-out answer for what you're going to do if the Dodgers make it to the World Series, which is a distinct possibility if this all comes to pass, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is play the game 10 miles down the road in Anaheim or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's still a home
game. How far? My God, dude. I would make this bet very confidently.
Why wouldn't they just
play? There are more Dodgers fans in Orange County where Anaheim is than there are Angels fans.
Yeah, of course.
It's not even close,
no.
I bet.
I don't know why they wouldn't just pick a city like Miami where you know it's going to be warm and you also know that the Marlins have absolutely no chance of making it.
Well, they probably don't want there to be that much travel, but, like, dude, you're still in L.A. There's still a ton of travel there. Or why not pick a place? I'm trying to think of, like, a dome stadium where you could have it. Or do they not want to have it in a dome because baseball is a fundamentally outdoor sport?
I don't know. Miami's a dome.
Have it in Houston where you can retract the roof.
No, because they got a chance to make it too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And we don't want them to have any nice things. They should have it in Houston only.
All right,
if the
without
Astros
the hang up on the location. First of all, do you have an issue?
Without the locational hang up,
yes.
I don't think it's the worst solution in the world for this reason. So I guess I'm not that upset about it. I actually think it's okay because it's the way I would want to solve this problem. By taking the season midstream like that, I think you do things in the simplest way. You just imagine that everybody, you know, you wiped out 62 games and we're picking it up in real time. I think that's the most practical way to approach this instead of trying to take a schedule that, you know, existed and then shoehorn it into something else. You're taking the schedule you already laid out and just laying over 100 games on it. Doesn't that make sense to you?
Yes. So if they were to use this idea, just to give everybody a sense, so the Pirates have planned for that weekend, that first weekend in July, the Red Sox are supposed to come here. Could you imagine if that's how they started the season with Boston at PNC Park? It's the first local sporting event in months.
If somehow it comes to pass that testing ramps up in this country to the degree that you can actually have people get back to even something that remotely resembles their normal lives, right? Jobs starting to come back, businesses reopening, etc. And there is at least a decent handle on the situation. I can think of very few events that would be a bigger deal than Pirates Red Sox. That would be pretty cool.
Fourth of July weekend.
Yeah, I don't know what else would be up there close to that on the sort of scale of things, but I think that'd be pretty cool. Pirates, Yankees, maybe Pirates. If the Pirates were really, really good or projected to be really, really good, the idea of like them playing the Cardinals, I think, would get people jazzed just because there's a built-in, ingrained hate for the Cardinals here.
There's going to be so much. People are going to have missed sports so much that when we get to that point,
it's going to feel like the 2013 wild card game, Pony.
Yeah,
it's going to be like
I think that's right.
Revival.
Bedlam. What did Brownie call it? Craig, you liked it? What did he say? Delirious here? Yeah.
Do you know the meaning of Meet Me in St. Louis?
Yeah, it's a movie. It's a song from a movie with the...
I'm not much of a cinephile here.
The actress from... Help me. The actress from Wizard of Oz.
I'm the one who doesn't... Okay.
Who played Dorothy? Come on, she's an all-time famous actress here.
I thought it was after the song.
Yeah, that's why Brownie said it, because it's a song from a movie...
Judy Garland.
With Judy Garland in it. I think called Meet Me in St. Louis is the name of the movie.
Correct.
Yeah. Cool.
No, it's actually, the movie is called Meet Me in St. Louis.
Lewis. Or Louis.
I never knew. You didn't know about Russell Martin's French Canadian
Craig
heritage.
Craig said off the air.
I didn't know about this.
No, I did know about Martin's French Canadian heritage. Craig said off the air that he put the wild card game in 2013 ahead of any, for him, moment as a sports fan, ahead of any Steelers Super Bowl championship, any Penguins Stanley Cup championship. That is the highlight of his life as a sports fan.
I don't think that's wrong to say, and I know there'll be people that like have a vested interest in I hate the Pirates, I love the Penguins especially. I think it's Penguins fans that would say it the most, who would laugh at that notion. But if you take like the pure emotional component to it, how could you not? I mean, the Penguins were a very good team when they won the Cup. They were a very good team the year before. It was an unfinished business thing. It was super, it was tense and it was gratifying that they won, but that was that. The Steelers, it was a return to glory with 40. It was a thrilling end to 43. Man, we'll never see, hopefully, anything like the Pirates' run of futility again, Pony. Like, to get... I think it would have been different if they had broken. Remember how the Royals had just as long of a losing streak, but they had that 183-79 year stuck in there, so that there was like a, you know, bisected their years of losing. The Pirates didn't have any of that, and to go from lose every year and usually lose big to not just like, oh, you go 85-77 and you're fourth place, but you had a winning record in a tough division, to go 94-68 and legitimately be a team of like mostly ass kickers was pretty incredible. And then just the hype and anticipation and the fact that that game took place at PNC Park and it wasn't a wild card game in Cincinnati, I thought it was the perfect storm of emotional kind of buildup.
You could text
and then for the Pirates to pay it off the way they did was incredible.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.